fifth surgery and McGregor still stamps unbreakable while dragging Tom Brady into the recovery plan like the NFL invented surviving.
Wait, what?
That is not a fighter flex. That is college football's toughness myth getting exposed in public.
Today we run McGregor's Brady obsession and what it means upstream. Chelsea Gray closing on the buzzer while the Clark Blame Circus ate the real story and Clay Travis lighting a goat dumpster over a French athlete with zero metrics.
I love the Brady name drop. Durability is the actual flex.
No.
Come on.
Multiple career surgeries are a ledger, not a brand. Every cut and rehab cycle is tissue you do not get back.
And that is exactly why pointing at Brady matters.
It matters because combat stars are finally admitting the old play hurt theater ends careers early.
My gut says the myth is dead.
Says who?
Says the guy choosing the NFL longevity blueprint over another fighter's tough guy cosplay.
I hear you, but fifth procedure after UFC 329 damage is still a bill the body keeps longer than any caption.
Brady delayed the bill. Mechanics. Recovery science. Not applause for bleeding.
Exactly.
College football installs that romanticized breakage junk first. Kids learn it before the NFL ever gets them.
Scoffs. Upstream is the whole indictment.
Yes.
So when a combat megastar borrows from football's greatest longevity case, we should stop treating durability like a weekend personality trait.
Unbreakable is marketing. Fine. But the pivot is real, and I am here for it.
Half the timeline called him cooked before anesthesia wore off.
And the other half glazed a comeback trailer that does not exist. Both missed it.
The smart read is he refused the sad violin. He tied the next chapter to Brady instead.
That is a declaration.
Or unhinged cosplay. I am betting smart pivot, but only if the recovery science actually sticks.
It will. Eyes and gut.
We will see.
Gray's overtime dagger still has my chest tight. Catch, rise, no flinch, building turned into a crime scene.
And immediately everybody talked foul baiting.
Wrong villain.
Agreed on the noise. Disagreed on how clean the separation is.
Clark missed free throws late. Turnover when ice was required. She owned both.
She did.
Then a champion who has lived in those rooms closed. Aces walk out. Fever walk into the circus.
I have eyes. Stars hunt contact. Harden built a religion on it.
Jordan did it too.
Every elite guard has the exaggerated falls on the resume. Grading Clark's head snap on a theatrical scale is Tuesday noise, not the funeral.
The pylon started before the shot even landed.
Laughs, pre-written think pieces waiting for a corpse.
Sold the game. Punked. Mean language that skipped the actual sequence.
So, what actually decided it?
Clutch gap. Gray has the closer gene. Clark is still learning how to finish without handing over the knife.
I hear you, but the whistle discourse is a cheap alibi designed to hide exactly that gap.
Accountability without the make is just a polite eulogy.
Harsh.
True.
Dumb smart question time. Why do we act like drawing contact is a character flaw only when the new face does it?
Because the boom needs a villain and survival skills photograph like weakness if you already decided the story.
That tracks.
Gray ended it. Everything else is alibi.
Clay Travis just crowned a French trans athlete over Jordan and LeBron.
No.
Stomach drop. Not because it has a prayer. Because a national platform said it and tied it to WNBA rumors.
Dumpster fire outside the arena.
He did not study film. He saw oxygen and swung.
Zero advanced metrics. No PER, no film case, nothing.
Former Burrow teammate already projecting Wilt numbers. Wilt numbers.
Scoffs, fan fiction with a blue check.
Goat talk that skips career value and peak dominance is content heist, not analysis.
I have 20 years of Jordan LeBron scars. This is not that argument.
It treats the WNBA like a prop and cheapens the real debates.
Culture war click job. Full stop.
We agree it collapses. I still want the spreadsheet standard enforced every single time.
Enforce it with fire.
Ledger time. Yesterday we both ate.
I took MIL over Pitt, and they punched it 5-2. That is my win, running it up to 8-3.
PHI handled WSH 7-3. I moved to 6-5. No excuse necessary when the card clears.
Exhales, clean sweep feels good.
Do not get used to sharing the podium.
Today give me NYY over ATL.
Give me LAD over ARI. Tomorrow we check whether preseason vibes in Canton actually meant anything or if we all got fooled again.
That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.